Kumar, some time ago, you posted a Prabhupada quote on BVK Sangha that better worship Indra than Krishna. If the quote follows, that those who are too much lusty, lover of the vagina, they may worship Indra. That is the recommendation. Everything is there. If you want vagina instead of Krishna, all right, do it. You have it. So unfortunately, if a student falls a victim of vagina instead of Krishna, that is very regrettable. Then better he worship instead of Krishna, let him worship Indra. Now, Srila Prabhupada in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in one purport of Kandarva Muni's prayers to Supreme Personality of Godhead, he writes in a purport that Kandarva Muni may have approached Durga instead of approaching Krishna because he wanted a good wife. And but he followed the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam that even if he had a desire, material desire, but he approached Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that following that akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradi. So that it's mentioned that even if you have material desire, you should not giving up worshiping Krishna and instead of going to any demigods. So how do we understand both of these?
We're preaching pure Krishna consciousness. Not everyone is a pure devotee. People have material desires. And we may recommend them to indulge their material desires in a manner that is conducive for them to be Krishna conscious. For instance, someone may have the desire, this is a very common one, to marry, have children, have a family. If we tell people, no, everyone should be unmarried and just give yourself fully to Krishna, not everyone would be able to follow that, or even if they tried, that might not be the best situation for them to attempt to be Krishna conscious, because they have certain desires. So they may pray as Kardama prayed, that you please help me to get a wife or a husband who can help me in my Krishna consciousness. It's understood that along with that there's some desire, for wife, children, and all these things, which is material, but that can be dovetailed in Krishna's service. So it's not pure devotional service to pray for this, but if the aim is to eventually to come to the platform of pure devotional service, it is quite acceptable within the practice of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service doesn't, within the preaching of Krishna consciousness, it's not that we expect everyone to immediately become overnight. That's why there is a process of sadhana. So there is some allowance, but that should not be indulged greatly. It's not that one should become an enjoying materialist in the name of Krishna consciousness. One should not go outside Krishna consciousness also. Now, Srila Prabhupada said that if his disciples, that they're overly lusty, then they should worship Indra. What I understand from this is Srila Prabhupada is speaking in a manner in English which we call tongue-in-cheek, which means that he doesn't really mean that, but he says something to make a point. His point is that you shouldn't be overly lusty at all. You shouldn't go down to that level having come to Krishna consciousness. So that's the point that I understand Srila Prabhupada is making there. We don't expect that Srila Prabhupada is recommending actually that his disciples should start worshipping demigods. We have to understand carefully what Guru, Sadhu and Shastra say. That's why actually we need gurus. Some people say you don't need gurus, you just read Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada will be your guru. Well, Prabhupada is our guru in as much as we follow him, but how to follow and how to understand what he says, what is the meaning of what he says, we need some guidance in that. So do you get that point? Prabhupada is saying, well, if you're going to be like that, then you might as well follow Indra. But what Prabhupada is actually saying is, don't be like that, that you'll end up with vaginas all over your body. Don't be like that. You've come to be a disciple in Krishna consciousness, then you should be more serious. If you're going to be a disciple of Prabhupada's, you already took the vow, no illicit sex. So you should follow that. Don't go down to that level.